And now college basketball.
Not only does it feel good, it smells good, it tastes good. I can't even describe it.
That's the University of Florida's Joakim Noah after his team won the NCAA championship last night.
Joining us now in the studio, Randy and Jason Sklar, the Sports Brothers. Gents, last night the University of Florida Gators pretty easily defeated the UCLA Bruins to end what may be one of the best and most exciting NCAA tournaments in memory. Maybe the word that comes to mind is ease, and the ease with which the Gators beat UCLA.
Well, it was an interesting victory because everybody was talking about UCLA's defense coming into the game.
And then Florida beat UCLA with defense.
It was like when you used to fight with your little brother and you made him punch himself in his own face with his own fist.
That's how embarrassing it was for UCLA.
I mean, Florida was just too tough. And once they got the lead, UCLA was trying to play catch up and they just picked them apart.
And they never seemed to. And it's kind of, you get to the end of this tournament, which has so much excitement in it, and UCLA really was not in that game for about three quarters of it.
For as exciting of a tournament was, the final game was a bit anticlimactic, but it was still a fantastic game, and you had to see people like Joakim Noah just rise, and he really took this tournament to raise the level of his game. And
he
his
set
star.
The record for blocks.
In the first half, in a championship game, he had five blocks in the first half, beating the previous level of four.
Okay, that's this game. What about tournament overall?
Unbelievable. And I think anyone who watched the whole tournament said this was the best they had ever seen. You had 11th seed teams making
George Mason making it all the way to the Final Four and having a magical run, beating top seeded teams along the way.
Beating North Carolina, beating UConn. I mean, you had improbable victories. Bradley went really far in one bracket. No one was safe.
No number ones in the Final Four. No Big Ten teams making it to the Sweet 16.
Many, many games won in the last 3-4 seconds.
It's great. And buzzer beaters going into the later rounds, which is always exciting.
UCLA coming back from 17 against Gonzaga and winning in the last seconds.
So this means next year, March Madness is going to be even better. Next year's tournament. What do you think?
One would think.
Not so fast.
We feel like the bar has been raised so much with this tournament that there's only one way to go next year, and that's down. So we have a couple of suggestions on how we think the NCAA could, in the future, next year, actually make the tournament better than this year.
Because they're going to have to do something to make it more exciting.
Next year, we feel like a number 16 seed will have to beat a number 1 seed, and that has never happened in the history of the tournament.
That's the only way. We also feel like maybe they need to throw the RPI out the window.
Yes, the RPI ratings percentage index has to be thrown out the window.
This is the kind of the formula you use to figure out who should win.
Yeah, it's based
on who should
be
in the tournament, based on strength of schedule, how many wins you have at home versus on the road, who you've beaten in the top 50 and the bottom 50.
A lot of people were complaining this year that there were four teams from the Missouri Valley Conference, and that's because it's a smaller conference, but I think next year you're going to have at least six or seven.
Maybe nine teams.
Maybe only one team from the Big Ten gets in next
only
year.
Only one from the Big East.
But the Missouri Valley Conference is going to be there.
Yeah, they're going to be big there in big numbers.
And we feel like if the tournament wants to have these exciting lower-seeded teams coming up and winning, no matter how Duke finishes next year, no matter what they do in the regular season, they're going to be ranked 13th coming into
No higher than a 13th seed. Just to get that big upset we're looking for.
Well, that'll help. Our Sports Brothers, Randy and Jason Sklar, you can see them on their show Cheap Seats. It airs on ESPN Classic. What night is that?
It's on every night.
Every night.
Every night. Thanks, guys, and thanks for coming in again on Day to Day.